Hello, this is Glenn Hall Taylor back once again to present two more new adventures of Sherlock Holmes. As producer-director of the Sherlock Holmes radio series, I work closely with Basil Rathbone and Nigel Bruce. I'd like to tell you some of the things that happened during those golden days of radio.
I was working for the Young and Rubicam agency, advertising agency at that time, and Petri Wine was our sponsor. I do not remember whether it was our organization that sold it to Petri or whether it was the William Morris office that sold it to Petri. But at any rate, the package came to us complete with Nigel Bruce, Basil Rathbone, Dennis Green, and Anthony Boucher. And Y&R assigned me to direct the show. I was then doing the Burns and Allen show with Paul Whiteman, and they took me off of that to put me on the Sherlock Holmes show. I was sort of a buff of the Sherlock Holmes stories, and of course I enjoyed the Universal films that Basil and Nigel Bruce were doing. One amusing thing was that Basil Rathbone and Nigel Bruce did not have time to stop for lunch after they left the Universal studio and come over and rehearse with us. So invariably, these two British gentlemen arrived with cartons of milk and breakfast, or Danish, or things that we call snails and they call sugarmans. And they would arrive with these and proceed to have their lunch on the table during our first script reading. And it was fairly messy lunch because they would put the cigarettes in the ashtrays and pour milk on them to put them out. I remember there was one problem we had every week, was that Nigel Bruce and Basil Rathbone thought it was very...